Yes, good evening. My name is Terrace Cuckman. I'm a resident of Concord, and my name is spelled T-A-R-A-S, last name Cuckman, K-U-C-M-A-N. And I want to thank the SEC for letting me have the opportunity to speak here this evening. Mr. Quinlan, can you hear me? Let the record show that he confirmed that he's hearing me. I can only pray that you're listening. For the record, yes, I'm wearing orange, and I am also pro-growth, pro-energy, pro-manufacturing, pro-industry. I'm a former manufacturing engineer, and I'm a former officer of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I'm speaking here today just to say that Ford, New Hampshire, as I've heard it, is a slap in the face of every Granite Stater. Let me explain. First of all, I can take a look at the $80 million that they have been touting as being some kind of manna from heaven. There are 1.2 million New Hampshire residents living here. And if you take the $80 million and you divide it among the 1.2 million, what you have is about $11 for each couple every month. Now, if I bring my daughter into this, now we might get to a point where we can get a pizza each month. Not probably the best pizza that you can come up with, but it's a pizza. You know, so I'm giving Ms. Seitz a little context, and I guess that in part is what I'm here to do. But I didn't come here to talk just about the pizza. Cost is one of the things that really drives me. When I listen to the presentations that say $3 million to do what? To collect the material, fabricate the tower, erect the tower, pour the concrete, and then in Concord, I can say that it'll be moving existing towers on the western boundary and moving them outward, and then cutting about 40 to 50 feet of trees. I can accept that. Let's all accept $3 million on that account. What I have trouble understanding is how you can say that burying two cables in a 4-foot by 5-foot ditch is $8 to $13 million. Let me put some context into this. If Eversource were to hire 528 lawyers, pay each of them $200 per billable hour, line them up straight down 93 and tell them each of you has 10 feet of ground to dig up, and you have 2 weeks to do it, there goes your $8 million. It's gone. But the enterprising lawyer might say, hey, I'm going to call two or three of my laborers or hand them each $1,000, and I'll walk away with $14,000, and I'll be done by lunch. So there you have it, $8 million on time, under budget. So, but I'm not Eversource. I wouldn't do that. You know, I would probably hire a platoon of engineers, give them two backhoes, one at one end and one at the other end, and say, go, and give them a year. Give them a year to cut that mile of trench for the two conductors. At the end of that year, $60,000, 40 people, two backhoes, $2.7 million is what that would cost. But with the backhoes, you'd get it done in 2 weeks. So that comes out to about $150,000. I know I'm oversimplifying to a certain extent, but it is difficult for me to envision how it's going to cost $8 million. Now, I've heard Mr. Hodgson say, you can't go down the middle, but I'm appealing to intellectual honesty here. If it's going down the median, it's already softened. It's not ledge. It's not rock. I went to Easton. I heard Mr. Hodgson's presentation. I drove up those roads, up the mountains, and I said, who the hell would want to dig in this? Well, it comes out to, what, 9.4 miles, $87 million. Well, there you have it. $8-9 million per mile. You do have 93. And whether it's the NHSEC, DOT, that says, well, you can't because. That's all I've heard from Mr. Hodgson. DOT says you can't because. Because why? Make the argument. You've got $200 million that you've already budgeted up there to say, let's incentivize, let's do the right thing. Well, have you spent any of that $200 million yet? I don't know. Let that go. But in any case, all I'm saying is you look at these big numbers, and it's like listening to a Carl Sagan presentation. 80 million of these, so many billions of those. We're not buying it. Your bosses down on the Berlin Turnpike in Connecticut may have bought Forward New Hampshire. It's not selling here. I thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yield the rest of my time.